I'd like to welcome everyone out to the special meeting of the Board of County Commissioners of Emery County, Utah. It's September 22nd, 2025. It's 11:05 a.m. We're located at the Emery County Administration Building, 75 East Main Street, Gastel, Utah. And we're probably not going to do the pledge and invocation if we're okay with that, even though it's on there. But we'll go to just discussion items, discuss, approve, deny 2025 DOE adjustments. And I think there's a little bit of discussion here.
I just have a couple, because I told you guys there was a couple that were on my desk. That we just need to, I'll just tell you what they are and then you guys can say what you think. So this home was being lived in, but we had it as a secondary home. It's parcel, do you want parcels or names? How do you want me to tell you?
Parcel would be okay. Parcel, yeah.
So it's in Emery, 01-0078-0003. So all I did was change all the codes from secondary to residential. Values did not change, just the codes.
And it was lived in for a long enough time?
Yes. Yep. They bought it and they moved into it in May.
So it was over 183 days?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Same with this home. This home is in Farron. So same thing, just changed the secondary codes to residential codes, and 112A-0029. No value change, just code change. And they're living in it in the right amount of time, too.
Okay.
This parcel is in the county over by Cleveland, 03-0073-0005. The home had burned down, so we removed that value. And the utilities that used to be with that house were moved to where the new home was built. So I removed the lot value. So the lot value went away, and then the home, the value that was on it, because if they were just using it as storage, it was $8,700. So that value was removed too.
Okay. So the utilities were moved to a completely different lot or parcel?
Yes, different parcel. Mm-hmm. Okay. Same person, just a different, because they have a newer house. This one was a question that I had for you. It's Emery Telecom. So some of their parcels, if you guys will remember, they had little teeny tiny parcels, but the lot values got put on them at full lot values. So this is a smaller lot. It's .11. It's in Green River, 01-151G-0091. It has full utilities, so it has a full lot value. Would you like me to keep that as a full lot value, which is $19,200? Or because it's small, like we did with one of the other homes, a little bit less.
Because of the lot size, could it legally be built upon other?
It has a building on it, actually, right now.
Has a building.
So, yeah, I was just going to say, I think we ought to be consistent with what we did with the other smaller lot. And I can't, was it?
So that was in Huntington.
Was that the one behind the old bank? Or the?
Yeah, next to it.
Next to it, okay.
The credit union. And you guys removed $7,500 worth of value.
Okay.
Because you made the lot worth about
like
$20,000. It was worth $20,000 afterwards.
Afterwards, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say we'd be consistent.
Okay. What value would you like me to put on my pen?
It was $7,500 less, so $19,000 subtract $7,500.
So $12,000. Okay.
$12,000.
Okay. This is one, he bought this, the May tax sale, 01-0195-0062. It's in Green River, it's in Huntington. He sent me in a residential property declaration saying somebody was living in it. We were told by Huntington City that they're not paying for sewer or garbage. And so I need to know if you guys want me to leave that as a residence or a secondary residence.
I'd say secondary.
Okay.
Well, there's people living in it without sewer?
When we drove by to look, we didn't see people living there. It's like they were just putting on a new roof because there were holes in the ceiling, windows were broken, cats were living in it and stuff like that. So this is the home.
I think it's pretty hard stretch to think that they're living somewhere where you don't have sewer.
Yeah, that's
in town, yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So there'll be no yeah. change to this. I just.
But if they didn't have a bathroom, we'd lower the value. I think, right?
Kevin. All right. And then just, we found this, I don't even know how we found it, but a home over in Farron, 01-0130-0030. Somehow the home value got put to storage, and it was like this in 2024.
Oh, wow.
So they got a really good deal in 2024, but the codes were changed to secondary. So we actually need to remove the storage value, which was about $3,300, put the house value back on there, which was $168,112, and then change the land code.
Is that somebody's
it's primary
home?
Yes. So make it.
You have a picture of it.
I do. To make it from secondary land to residential land. And this is the one right here, too.
It's a nice storage unit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, brick, a nice brick storage unit. Okay, I know you're in. Okay.
And there's a house there, right?
Yeah.
That house is still there.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what happened. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you caught it.
I know. Because we're reappraising Farron this year, so the ladies were drawing the houses and noticed, like, hey, this doesn't even show a house.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I'm assuming it's like a conversion, something when we converted to the program.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't tell you. So.
Yeah, I'm good with that change.
Okay, those were the only extras that were on my desk, and all the other changes you guys know about, because we talked about all the values and stuff as to what was happening.
Okay, and just to put on record, too, that we'll, if we pass this on the adjustments, and then we will have the final chart after that we could look at.
The spreadsheet.
We could always make a commission adjustment if something was caught wrong in our meetings.
Yes.
So. Any other questions, discussion? Mm-hmm. Well, I'd look for a motion.
I'll motion to approve BOE for 2025.
I'll second.
Motion's been made to approve the 2025 BOE adjustments and has been seconded. Wardwood?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Jensen? Aye. Motion passes. Item number two.
I move we adjourn.
We're adjourned. Thank you.
Yeah, if you got that tax notice.